There's a new church and state decision that's quite disturbing. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has ordered the removal of a 90-year-old veterans memorial. It's a big cross in the greater D.C. area, specifically in the state of Maryland. It was erected by World War I veterans, and it was been around since 1925. We're going to talk about this right now with Mike Berry, who's an attorney with First Liberty Institute, a Christian organization that is fighting in the courts in order to preserve religious liberty. They've been fighting for the preservation of that cross. Mike, it's so great to have you back on Vocal Point. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Okay, so your organization, First Liberty, has been fighting this for a couple of years now, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. We represent the American Legion, who is technically what's called an intervener in the case, which means that they, you know, are considered for legal purposes to be an indispensable party, because, of course, the American Legion was the one who put the Veterans Memorial there to begin with.
Okay, so this goes back to 1925, and who actually set it up? Just veterans or families of veterans? Just tell us some about the history itself.
Yeah, I mean, the American Legion really played an instrumental role in having the Bladensburg Veterans Memorial put up. I mean, in fact, the memorial itself, when you look at it, you can see that there's an American Legion emblem on the memorial itself. And it was put there in honor of 49 Bladensburg area men. It's actually in Prince George's County, Maryland, is the county. So there are 49 men from that county who lost their lives in World War I and didn't make it home. And so the way that they chose to honor those men and their service and sacrifice was to put up this Veterans Memorial. It stood there for almost 100 years. And now, you know, you have an organization called the American Humanist Association has, where they filed a lawsuit a couple of years ago saying that it's unconstitutional because it happens to be in the shape of a cross. And really the most, I think, tragic or dangerous part of this decision is that, well, of course, just up the road in Arlington National Cemetery,
yeah,
there are other veterans memorials that happen to be in the shape of a cross at Arlington Cemetery. Are those going to have to be torn down too now?
Yeah, and in fact, aren't there a lot of, little monuments within Arlington, and they'll show a little Star of David if they were Jewish, or a little cross on it? I mean, it's not that the entire grave or the entire gravestone or tombstone is a cross, but still the cross is there. Yeah, that you wonder, I mean, how is the... Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Is it establishing a religion to have a cross as a memorial? My goodness, they're all over the place.
Yeah, they are all over the place. And it's funny you mentioned that, you know, the establishment clause saying Congress shall make no law. Well, actually, members of Congress actually filed a friend of the court brief in support of the memorial in this case, saying, you know, this was never what our Constitution and our First Amendment was intended to do, was not to cause us to have to remove or destroy these veterans memorials. You know, the American Legion actually has over 2 million members. And to me, this is really a slap in the face of those more than 2 million members of the American Legion who've, you know, fought valiantly and served honorably for our nation and really sacrificed, either a great, amount of time of their life, or even have lost limbs or have had friends that have not made it home with them. And so often, you know, when you serve in the military, one of the only things you can do when your service is over is to commemorate, you know, the guys that didn't make it home, the guys and girls that didn't make it home. And so to have a court say, well, this one needs to be torn down, is really just a tragedy to me, because this is something that commemorates the Great War and the 49 men, again, of that area of the country who did not make it home. And that's the way that they chose to honor those men. And to now to tear it down, it's really a form of dishonor.
Okay, let me ask you this constitutionally, because, the Constitution doesn't say The courts shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Instead, it says the court, Congress shall make no law. So, I mean, there is a problem here, isn't there, where the courts have been, you know, overly zealous to essentially secularize America, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into the legal, you know, constitutional legal doctrine, it's something called the Doctrine of Incorporation, which says that the Bill of Rights are incorporated against the states. And so that's something that's been in our legal system for quite a while now, probably, going on around 100 years. So that's not necessarily anything new. But what is new is just the wave after wave of hostility, outright hostility to anything that even remotely resembles religious expression in the public space. And the courts seem to be all too willing to go along with that hostility and say, well, in the name of quote-unquote neutrality, we can't have any type of religious expression in public, even if it's a passive veterans memorial like this that happens to be in the shape of a cross. And that's the problem I see, is that there is a big distinction between neutrality and then outright hostility towards something. Neutrality simply means I'll just turn a blind eye to it. In other words, I'm neither going to promote it nor be against it. But when you order a veterans memorial, a beloved veterans memorial like this, unconstitutional, and then inevitably it means it'll probably have to be removed or torn down or something, you're really crossing the line from neutrality to hostility, and that's not what our Constitution stands for in this country.
If this stands, in other words, let's say this is appealed to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court lets it stand, in other words, so that cross has to be torn down, is that what's going to happen, or is there some ways? Sometimes these things get resolved by having the land that it's on, or the property to be private land or something like that.
Well, it's hard to tell. This case is a little different in that the reason why the memorial came into government possession, if you want to call it that, to begin with, was, of course the American Legion didn't put it on government land. They put it on private land. But then when, as D.C., as the National Capital Region, was really expanding back in the middle part of the 20th century, of course they needed more room for highways and shopping malls and roads and et cetera. And so through eminent domain, they ended up taking this land, and it ended up becoming government land because of the expansion of the highway system in the National Capital Region. So it was never intended to be on government land. It was the government took the land. And so as a result of that, that's now conveniently played into the other side's hands, where they can say, well, it's on government property. It's got to come down.
That's really awful, because, here are the people just trying to do the right thing and, obey the government and so forth. What is the main problem that the humanists have with the cross? Do they think that it's somehow establishing Christianity and saying, oh, look, Christianity is the law of the land? Oh, by the way, 70% of the American population claims to be Christian anyway.
Well, certainly their argument, at least the arguments that they've made in court, are that the fact that it happens to be in the shape of a cross and that it happens to be on government land is what makes it, problematic for them. And, you've got other cases, though, and First Liberty's been involved in other cases, such as the Mojave Desert Veterans Memorial out in California, where the Supreme Court said that Veterans Memorial was perfectly fine under the Constitution. And you've got another case out of Texas, where the Ten Commandments monument that sits out in front of the state capitol in Austin, that was challenged. The Supreme Court said that's okay. So we're hopeful here. I mean, obviously, we haven't made any decisions yet about what we're doing. We still need to discuss and explore all of our options with the American Legion, but it's certainly within the realm of possibility for us to seek a further appeal at the U.S. Supreme Court and see if they won't rule in the same way that they did in those other two cases. And we're hopeful that might be the case if that's what we end up doing.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals is based in the D.C. area? Is that what it was?
Or? It's actually in Richmond. It's based out of Richmond, but it covers what you might refer to as the Mid-Atlantic region, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina. So, for our geography buffs out there, they'll know that, this was in Maryland, but it's the Fourth Circuit. So the Fourth Circuit includes Virginia, which is where Arlington National Cemetery is. So Arlington Cemetery is, you know, absolutely covered by this opinion, which means that it's not inconceivable for somebody to look at this opinion and say, well, wait a minute. Arlington Cemetery is in the Fourth Circuit. The Canadian Cross of Sacrifice and the Argonne Cross, that are both very large cross-shaped memorials mm-hmm. in Arlington Cemetery, gosh, those have to come down too.
Aren't there crosses at Pearl Harbor?
I have not personally been to Pearl Harbor, which is a shame. So, yeah. But I actually can't speak to that from personal knowledge. I would assume, but I don't know.
But there are crosses all over the place, you know, in different graveyards, including, you know, different ones related to, you know, our military. So, but this is ultimately a battle over symbols. I mean, you and I would be the first to say, as committed Christians, look, the kingdom of Jesus Christ will continue even if, you know, the cross gets declared illegal or whatever, and they tear down the cross. It would be a terrible thing for them to do that. But this is a battle over symbols. So how about a comment about why does this matter?
Well, it matters because this is how veterans choose to honor the fallen, right? Those who did not make it home. And if there's anything we can do as a nation to honor those who defend our nation, it's allow them to remember their fellow brothers and sisters who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. Allow them to commemorate them in their own way. I mean, who are we to go in and tell veterans this is how you're supposed to this is how you're supposed to commemorate the fallen? That's, to me, so inappropriate. And, I mean, I myself am a veteran. I've served in the Marine Corps and I've been to Afghanistan. I've had buddies that didn't make it home. And, you know, everybody has their own way of honoring and remembering those who didn't make it home. You know, we've got a bad enough problem in this country with, you know, with PTSD, with 22 veterans a day taking their own lives and stuff. I mean, and now we're telling them that, well, yeah, but some of you are unworthy of remembrance and memorials. To me, that's, again, you're just adding insult to injury.
Boy, it's weird. We're at a time where the left is into tearing down statues and memorials and so forth. It's like, wow, you know, it's kind of the American Taliban. Is there anything important to say about this battle that you haven't said as we wrap up?
I encourage people to really follow this case at firstliberty.org. Keep up with what's happening because... as I've often said, the fastest way for us to lose our rights and freedoms in this country is to not stand up for our rights and freedoms. And we don't stand up for our rights if we don't know what they are. And really, and that's what our hope is that people become aware that our rights are being stripped away day by day and that we've got to take a stand.
Right, and what's fascinating, too, to me about this is that First Liberty normally has a winning track record, but the final chapter is not written just because on October 18, 2017, the U.S. Court of Appeals of the Fourth Circuit did decide against this. And by the way, in the chief judge writing separately said, this memorial stands in witness to the valor, endurance, courage, and devotion of the 49 residents of Prince George's County, Maryland, who lost their lives in the Great War for the liberty of the world. And on that point, we will end, but we'll also give the website for your website, firstliberty.org. Again, Mike Berry, who's an attorney with First Liberty, has been with us. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. God bless you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye now.